And we are joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with today's short and sweet business beat. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm going to call for a national day of rest and reconciliation. I look who's talking. I mean, you. How long were you on the air post-election day?
3 hours. We were on the air until 10, and then I was in the newsroom writing stories and going through stuff until 11. And I know Blake Hodge and Elizabeth Friend were still there when I left. So I don't know I do not know how long they stayed.
So I know candidates and campaign workers and election workers are tired as polls opened at 6:30 a.m. and closed at 7:30 p.m. But so that is why I call for a day of rest and reconciliation. Certainly excited about our chamber board member, Michael Parker, being elected. And congratulations
just
also,
him, yep.
Also to Pam, Jessica, Nancy, Donna, and Michael. So excited. This is certainly a November to remember. And we didn't exactly break 20% as we had spoke on an earlier show.
Unfortunately, 20%. Seems to be a high bar to cross for a local election, and it's kind of sad, but
so,
Durham barely broke 10.
So 16, I guess we beat our peers, Raleigh and Durham, but certainly want to call for higher involvement and hopefully higher turnout in future municipal elections. But congratulations to the winners, and hope folks can get some rest and look to where are some issues that we have common values around, common goals around, and let's get to work.
So, start with those
and
go from there. Yep.
Exactly.
All right. So what else is coming up business-wise now that we're moving away from the election and into back to normal, regular, everyday life without campaign signs lying all over the place?
I'm going to hopefully help the effort to clean up those campaign signs. But speaking of issues that we can get to back to work on, Edie, our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee, tomorrow will be hearing an update on the downtown master plan, and also from IFC's new executive director, Michael Renka. He'll be talking about food first. We're providing an information session for Carborough businesses Friday morning, especially for Carborough businesses, just to hear more about the proposal, but also ask questions of the IFCs.
Yes, so go back a second for people who don't know, because this is going to be something that we're going to keep talking about in, I assume, the weeks and months to come, because this is actually a really big proposal for Carborough. What is Food First?
Well, that's something that we'll be talking about on Friday.
You have to come on Friday and find out.
Friday, this is really, we've done this type of meeting before for businesses, because we just want to make sure that businesses and members have information and also have an opportunity to ask questions.
And the meeting on Friday is for businesses,
just
right?
Just for businesses in Carborough. And so, and because it's important to provide opportunities and space to ask those questions. And I think ask those questions away from the dais. I don't think a public hearing is really an appropriate place to get those questions answered. And so I think all elected bodies can think about local governments can think about how we can provide these opportunities for businesses to ask these questions. But we saw a need and wanted to try to fulfill that need.
Yeah. So Food First is the IFC's proposal for what is it going to be in Carborough? It's like getting all of the food programs together in one place. But there's a little bit more to it than that, right?
I believe so. It might require some zoning changes, but at this point, we as the chamber don't have a position on it. We just want to make sure that
people know
about it, and businesses can ask questions of the IFC. So that's 9 a.m. Friday at the Art Center. If you're a Carborough business, find out more information at our website, carolinachamber.org. Friday is actually shaping up to be a busy day. Thursday, we'll have our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee celebrate the pillars of our community at the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we've got two ribbon cuttings. North Carolina Works Career Center, this is a new designation for the JobLink Center on Friday. So that's it's the ribbon cutting will be 2 p.m. We'll be there with scissors and a Carolina blue
this
ribbon.
This is like way down the road on West Franklin Street, right? Like towards Carborough.
Exactly. And a hub really for job seekers. I think it's exciting because not only is it a ribbon cutting, but it's also a job fair.
Mm-hmm.
From about 1 p.m. on to about 5 p.m., three staff staffing agencies and Verizon will be there to talk to job seekers. But from 2:45 to 6, they'll be giving tours of the new facility. This is nice. A designation by the Department of Commerce for job seekers. Celebrate the ribbon cutting with us for the North Carolina Works Career Center Friday at 2 p.m. at 503 West Franklin Street.
And everyone's invited to that for the ribbon cutting. And if you're looking for a job, good opportunity to come out to the job fair,
great opportunity. Yeah. A great opportunity. But everyone is invited, and this is really just a way that I think both county and state agencies are aligning to try to better serve residents and job seekers. Speaking of jobs, just want to do a better job.
A
better job in talking.
The pun is always intended. There is no such thing as coincidence.
There's no such thing as unintended pun.
Unintended punsequences? I'll just leave.
Okay. No. Keep it going. So I do want to do to become better at talking about the jobs and our members that are hiring. We've got Carolina House in Durham, which is a house for eating disorders, is hiring a cook where ServSafe certification is required. Say that three times fast.
ServSafe certification is required.
A patient assistant, someone that can help with monitoring and supporting both inpatient and outpatient folks at Carolina House. They have two locations, one in Durham and one in Raleigh. The Compass Center is hiring a finance and HR director. This is full-time. They're looking for someone that has financial management skills. Grants would be doing some of the grants management and fiscal planning along with human relations services. PSNC Energy is looking for a full-time pipe layer for their Chapel Hill operations. This is someone that installs pipes and pressure tests steel and plastic lines. So I hope that I don't have to, in order to tell people about the job, I hope I don't
have to demonstrate it.
Demonstrate it. Yeah, exactly. So,
I guarantee you that's a high paying job though.
Oh,
that's gotta be.
I don't doubt it. And I think at the trend with the Orange County the Orange County Development Briefing, we found out there's really a shortage of labor in these construction trades. And so this is an opportunity for those with a high school degree, but with this skill to really have a great job in the Chapel Hill area.
I was actually really struck by the talk about the labor shortage, because it's sort of inhibiting construction all over the country and here locally, too.
When we're talking about the residential growth and construction that we're seeing as a region, I think this shortfall in labor is really going to catch up with us. But I think the Home Builders Association is trying to get ahead of it to try to train some of these folks in these skilled trades or some subcontractor industries. So
there's a whole story on it on our website, chapelburr.com, if you want to check it out.
Check it out at chapelburr.com.
It's one of I think the three stories that I wrote out of that development briefing. I go to these meetings and I come out and I was like, all right, well, I'll write five or ten stories out of it.
You might have mentioned the chamber once or twice.
That's true. I didn't mention it as much as I did the last round of stories when it was the State of the Community Report.
And then we actually are hiring. We're looking for someone to be at the front desk, or what we call the command center, someone to do 30 hours a week to meet and greet folks and help us with some administrative duties. So go to business.carolinachamber.org/jobs to find out which of our members are hiring and to learn more about our position that we're hiring for. So awesome. It's exciting to hear, and I will do a better job of talking about jobs. And we've got some new businesses. In addition to the ribbon cutting for the Career Center, Bottle 501 is a new member that is not only having a ribbon cutting, but a happy hour on Friday.
Nice. So, this is just down the road from me, where I live.
Will you join us for a ribbon cutting and a happy hour?
Everything exciting happens between 3 and 7. I don't know why.
Do you know how exciting on the air with Aaron would be at a happy hour for a bottle shop.
Yes. So, yes. On a scale of one to that, it would be up there a ways.
Well, so live remote to be determined. But if you want to join us for a ribbon cutting happy hour to celebrate the opening of Bottle 501, join us at 4 p.m. on Friday. That's at 3219 Watkins Road in Durham, or it's in the Patterson Place shopping
center.
It's
like right by the Home Depot and the Kroger and the Kohl's and in there.
This is visible from 15501 next to the PDQ and Chipotle. Store manager Mike Fox says, on behalf of our entire staff, we at Bottle 501 are so excited to share our personal love of craft beer and wine with our guests. So whether you're a craft beer connoisseur, is that you, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
A budding wine sommelier.
I'll count myself as a budding wine sommelier.
Okay.
Yes.
Or someone
I'm working my way up to it. Wine as much, but okay. I'm working up to it. Yeah, as soon as I can tell the difference between something more than just red and white, I'll count myself as an expert.
That's the baseline. We're just like
pretty much. Like, don't ask me the difference between a Malbec and a Merlot, but I can look at a wine and say that's red.
That's red. Yeah. That's a delicious red. Or someone interested in learning more about unique, delicious beverage options, our team is ready to serve you. So join us for a ribbon cutting and a happy hour at Bottle 501. They've got 16 beers and wines on tap and more than 550 beer bottles available from more than 20 countries.
Wow.
So,
that would be a long song.
That would. With 550 bottles
of beer
on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be the entire show, like on the air with Aaron. You know,
we'd be rolling it down the closer to one than that if that ends up being the entire show.
Yeah, exactly. So, but join us on Friday, 2 ribbon cuttings. We're excited about our members that are hiring, our members that are opening. Save the date for the Ronald McDonald House ribbon cutting on November 13th. And new business Silver Spot will be hosting Chapel Hill Young Professionals on November 17th.
Awesome.
Always, you can find out more about Chamber events at carolinachamber.org/events. And again, make it a November to remember. So.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good. Short and sweet business beat. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
And we'll see you next week.